The ceremony celebrated three York County residents. There was a Civil War women's historian, a retired Winthrop professor, and history-loving radio DJ Alan Miller.
I think we get the opportunity to gain the experience of other people's challenges by knowing history. And if we don't know where we came from, we don't know where we're going. Somebody said that in history, I'm sure.
He led an effort to erect historical markers in Rock Hill that note the city's significant events, people, and their achievements. There's a marker for Vernon Grant, who illustrated the Snap, Crackle, and Pop cartoon characters for Rice Krispies cereal. Then there are some for important events. Perhaps the most significant was a 1961 sit-in at McCrory's Five and Dime.
The activity we evolved around the McCrory's made it fashionable to accept the fact that we had some unrest, some civil rights unrest in downtown Rock Hill.
Miller says that the markers encouraged some important conversation.
Up till that time, I think people were a little bit nervous about doing it, but whenever we aired our laundry on Main Street, everybody else said, well, you know, it's okay to talk about that. These men, they deserve their credit because they were civil rights pioneers.
Got hard, and tobacco wasn't selling.
The award ceremony was followed by a performance by country musician Daryl Scott.
He's a culture icon within himself in terms of what he has written about, who has recorded his work.
That's Mary Lynn Norton. She works with the Culture and Heritage Museums.
He's definitely a keeper himself in terms of how he has preserved culture through the lyrics of his songs.
For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.
About 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom.